Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Lisa Steen-Riggs joins us from the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
It's an important time right now for the windmill. After all these years, after it was taken apart, moved here and reassembled, and such a big part of the skyline there in Elkhorn, it's kind of been sitting there staring at us for a while, hasn't it?
That's right. As you know, the Danish windmill was built in Denmark in 1848. And it served all those years as the actual windmill for that community. It did all the grinding of grain for the farmers, for the bakery, and for everyday use. It was used for livestock feed. It was very important in the society, in a small community in Denmark. And then back in 1975, we had that crazy idea we ought to bring a windmill from Denmark. And this windmill was able to be found in Nørresnede. And again, it was built in 1848, and it had not worked for 20 years at that time. And, they had it torn apart piece by piece and shipped over. And once it came to Elkhorn, the big joke was there was nothing left rotten in Denmark. It was here in Elkhorn. So our people worked really hard. It was over 300 volunteers and 1 year to get it built, rebuilt, reconstructed. And 300 volunteers, and the total cost back in 1975 and 1976 when they put it together was $100,000. And that was no hired help. All the equipment was donated. So it's been sitting here in Elkhorn for the last 40 years. It worked the first time they turned it on. We've had glitches over the years, but things have been fixed. We added a new cap frame back in 1995. And it's been repainted, reshingled a couple different times. But right now it hasn't worked, hasn't turned in the wind since, it's been over a year now. And with extreme, cold winters, extreme heat, it expands, contracts. And the last time we had it running, we heard a kaplunk. And we kind of know the noises of this windmill, and we knew it wasn't right. And so at that time, we tried to find a Danish millwright, and a millwright is somebody who works on mills, and we were particularly wanting somebody that worked on old mills, windmills, water mills, and we were able to locate a gentleman in Denmark, but it turned out he couldn't get his visa into America, but he has offered his long-distance, advice. But in the meantime, we finally got Benjamin Hassett from Kentucky, originally from Council Bluffs, and then went to Virginia, and he's worked on most historical mills here in America. And we actually helped him back, 16 years ago, kind of get started, and we served as his grant administrator. He got grants to be like a journeyman and apprentice under a millwright, an older gentleman that had worked on mills for 40 years. So he has all the background, all the qualifications, and he knows our windmill. And he came here at the end of April, and he did a conditions report. And we knew, we didn't want to hear any of it. We just wanted to hear how beautiful it was and it would turn again. But as of it sits right now, the sails have a significant rot at the pulleys. The two sails are like 20 or 67 feet long, and where they cross, they go through a hub, and that's where we can tell there's some wood rot. And these sails, almost 40 years ago to the date, they came from Washington State. We had the ones that came from Denmark were too rotten to use, so we ordered new sail stocks at that time. So that's kind of what's happening 40 years later. We are going to replace the sails, and that the sails are what connect with all those shutters, and those shutters work like a Venetian blind or a mini blind. We can open or close it by going out in the catwalk. That's to speed it up or slow it down. And if you come to Elkhorn, it's always faced into the wind, no matter what, day or night. If the wind changes, that whole cap frame, 10 ton of lumber, turns into the wind. And it's the fantail in the back. It's like a rudder on a helicopter. It keeps it and guides it into the wind. Well, the actual sails themselves have not been turning. And it takes a 20-mile-an-hour wind before it can turn. But we put the brake on the brake wheel. We keep the shutters wide open, and that's why you're not seeing it turn on a windy day. So what we want to do is get her turning again, and we are starting a fundraising appeal, and we're calling it Help Us Put a New Spin on This Old Mill. And we think it's such an icon, well, to Elkhorn, the villages, Shelby County, and the area around. It's brought thousands and thousands of visitors over the years into Iowa. It's one of the top tourist attractions. And again, we're just a town of 650 people, so of course we don't have the means to raise the money just locally. So we are putting out an appeal. We know it's going to cost to get the sails, and at the same time we're going to replace the wind shaft, and that's the mechanism inside the cap frame. And that, we bought the lumber about 10 years ago. We had the foresight to know that that would need to be replaced. And about 5 years ago, we had a hole drilled through the center of this large beam and an iron gear put inside of it at that time. So, you know, we've constantly thought that this windmill needs to be repaired, and we've been preparing for it. But now's the time to get it done. And we need to remove all the shutters, those two large sails, the cap and that fantail will all come off. And, you know, we joke the windmill's going to be topless like the beaches in Denmark, you know. But hopefully if we get the money raised, we can work on it and get it done. If everything goes right, we could have it all turning in the wind in a 4 months' time. But again, it depends on the fundraising. It's a big job, and, you know, we're just asking for the public's help. You know, if anybody has any means or any way to donate, we have several ways you can. If you go to danishwindmill.com, we have the full condition report. You can really read word for word what needs to be done. It's quite extensive, but we want to be done right, and we're very excited. We think we have the best millwright in the country to work on it. He's worked on all types of mills, from Williamsburg to Robert E. Lee's birthplace, his water mill. He's actually trained on windmills in England. So very knowledgeable, and again, he came from Council Bluffs, Iowa, you know, and he's known throughout the country. He's received a lot of awards for what he has done. So, you know, we're very happy to finally have the report. We're happy to hear what it's going to cost. We just need to raise the money. And his total estimate, that includes cranes, equipment, labor, repair, lumber, all that, comes around $146,000. And we've added another $50,000 to that, just to round it off to $200,000 for a contingency, because we know once the windmill is in good repair, that we need to, you know, look at the future and make sure we have a maintenance fund and a training fund to get future millers to work on it, local people that know what's going on. You know, over the years, we've had to go down in the middle of the night because a pin is sheared in it. Windmills can be a dangerous machine, and we just want to make sure it's safe. And again, it's just beautiful to see it turning in the wind. And one little fact you might not know, we just found out ourselves about a year ago. You know those blue cookie tins, the cookies, the Danish butter cookies you can buy, and they're always in a tin can and very reasonable in price, but they're just delicious. And those cookies are made by the Kelsen Cookie Factory, which comes from Nørresnede, Denmark, where the windmill came from. Well, we found in the old historical mill book, we found Baker Kelsen. He took his grain to our mill to grind the grain that makes those cookies. that we see today. So it's quite famous in Denmark for that alone. And again, you know, the Danes, you know, at first when I left the country, they were kind of like, you know, maybe we should fix our mills, or why would Americans want an old mill? Maybe there is something to it. And they did pass a law that no mills, no more Danish mills could leave Denmark. So we do have the only Danish windmill in America, and I think it's, you know, we've got to keep it in good repair. We did get it out, and our people, it tells quite the story. And I really truly believe it kept our small town from dying. It's fun to see the carloads of tourists come in. You know, just Tivoli alone, we had 19 different states, two foreign countries. And during the year, we usually have somebody from every state in the nation that stops here. And, of course, you know, we have great signs on Interstate 80, and there's, I think, over 14,000 cars that go by that exit a day. So, you know, we're lucky to pull off these tourists. And tourists, you know, tourism is a good industry for the state of Iowa. It's, people are out traveling, they're in a good mood. It's actually new dollars into the community, and they have to buy gas or go to the restaurants or stay in your hotel. Mm-hmm. It definitely generates money for the state of Iowa, and we really enjoy it. You know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit museum, the Danish windmill is, so any donations that's given is tax deductible to the extent of the law. We also did start an endowment, so we have, you know, for future, but you're only allowed to use a certain percentage on an annual basis. So right now, we just kind of, our immediate concern is to raise the funds that we can get the lumber bought and get it repaired and get it shipped here to Elkhorn, get the windmill, give it a new spin on the old mill.
Get it turning again. Yeah, it could sit there, but that wasn't the intended purpose. It's meant to be an authentic working mill, so
right. We
need to do that. And I know there are folks who've been around for more than 40 years in the Elkhorn area who can remember back in the days before the windmill, and granted, there are other things in the community, but when you think about it, some of those other things may not be there today if it wasn't the mill being the first thing there that really kind of attracted things like the museum, the hotel, other associated things.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard in this, you know, day and age, you know, retail's suffering and stuff too, but we seem to, you know, have a lot of restaurants, you know, like the hotels in the area and all the communities around seem to be, you know, we try to send a lot of tourists their way. We really appreciate, you know, the Atlantic Chamber and Shelby County Chamber, you know, they all help us, the welcome centers across Iowa. And it is fun to have these travelers come through, and they are out for a great time. So we haven't had any problems whatsoever.
Excellent. So they can call, go online, do whatever they can, and help in any way, any amount possible.
That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Best of luck, and keep us updated on how the progress goes.
Thank you. Sure will. Thanks for the opportunity.